Tuesday, March 26. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but Jehovah shall be thine everlasting light. Isaiah 60:19. In God's light. This descriptive prophecy will be fulfilled for Israel during the millennium and for all saints in eternity. God's thoughts have been from everlasting, and they are to everlasting. In eternity there will be a nobler light, a peerless sun, to supersede the need of all luminaries. There also, in John's vision, was no need of the sun nor of the moon that they should shine, for the glory of God has enlightened it, and the lamp thereof is the Lamb. Revelation 21:23. Also God's works and ways, his character and faithfulness, his ever-present fellowship and love will form a perpetual theme and material for contemplation. The ever-new song of the ransomed will be the old strain of earth. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more in number than the sand. Psalm 139:17-18. Life may now be to you a dreary landscape, but a glorious resurrection time is at hand, when the gladsome announcement shall be made. Behold, the winter's past. The time of singing is come. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Song of Songs 2:11-13. O blessed prospect! In God's light we shall see light. Psalm 36:9. All the unexplained things of the present will be made luminous for the glory of that unsetting sun. We can be certain of it, for he says, "Assuredly as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, it shall stand." Isaiah 14:24, J.R. Macduff. There all's unsullied light, our hearts let in its rays, and heavenly light makes all things bright, seen in that blissful gaze. J.N. Darby.